It's a story that is heard and felt in every corner of the country. And contrary to what you may think, there is some positive news on it.
The CDC is sounding the alarm about a record number of deaths in America from drug overdoses.
But we're going to start with the more concerning news. Federal data released last week showed that more than 101,000 Americans had died of drug overdoses in a 12-month period. That was another record number. It translates to about one American dying from a drug overdose every 5 minutes.
Fatal overdoses are at a record high in New York and nationally.
And that is fueled by a few things. First of all, the pandemic.
Alarming numbers out of Cook County show
which has disrupted treatment programs.
New numbers from King County show the record-setting depth of the
methamphetamine use is also up.
Now, Knox County is on pace to set an all-time high in suspected deadly overdoses.
And the deadly opioid fentanyl is more prevalent than ever.
And we've already had more overdose deaths in East Baton Rouge Parish than any other year.
But the numbers,
an 11% increase in D.C.,
can make this story feel abstract.
21% in Maryland.
And hopeless.
Virginia reaching a 36% jump in cases.
Yet there is another story that we don't hear as often. A story that ends not with overdose and death, but with recovery and life after addiction.
And like other areas of healthcare, there's massive disparities.